None but the hungry heart. 12:18. Attitude. I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Revelation 19, verse 6. Once we become aware that our Sovereign Father is reigning and is in full control, our faith becomes a set attitude, and we are able to honour him by resting in his faithfulness under all circumstances. Joseph gives a wonderful example of a man who does not know what God is doing, and yet who, by faith, cooperates with him at every step of the way. At each phase of his experience, even when perhaps he was most bewildered, Joseph gave God the cooperation which he requires for the fulfillment of his purpose. This relationship can only come by faith. It does not necessarily entail an understanding of the procedure of things, but it certainly cannot be given unless we are absolutely convinced of the Father's supreme control over all. The man who imagines that things have got out of the Father's hands, that they are not working out as he intended, or that Satan or his agents are really in control, is the man who is not in a position to give the Father the required cooperation in it all. This is unbelief. And unbelief is the greatest hindrance we can offer to the Father's working. This cooperation is a matter of heart attitude, of spirit, and means that we go quietly on, cheerfully and faithfully glorifying the Father where we are, not fretting or praying to be moved somewhere else. The strength of the vessel can be demonstrated only by the hurricane, and the power of the gospel can be fully shown only when the believer is subjected to some fiery trial. If the Father would make manifest the fact that he giveth songs in the night, he must first make it night. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honour to him. Revelation 19, verse 7.